Coach's Insight programs continue tonight here on Care Country, getting you set for the final week of the regular season in high school football. We're joined now by Moorhill Mounts Academy Coach Zach Fredrickson, brought to you by Taco John's Exchange Bank and Amberwell Health. Coach, big win last week in district play on the road, 34-20 at Horton. Big win for your guys' team, keeping those playoff hopes alive. But what did you take away from your team's performance last week, and what was a big win?
Yeah, it was a good night for us. It was a big win. I thought, you know, all three phases of the game played pretty well. Definitely a lot of things we still got to work on, but it was nice to see us get a little bit going on offense, and special teams did some good stuff, and our defense stepped up quite a bit. It was just a good night overall, and I was happy with the effort of our guys. I mean, it was pretty humid, weird weather night, and they adapted to it pretty well.
You talk about the offense, and, you know, we've talked week in and week out, and really taken away the game against Maranatha in week three. The offense has, you know, not been able to find it, you know, consistently. You know, that game Friday, though, you're able to move the ball, you're able to score some points. So I feel like, you know, just kind of watching that develop from the sideline, you probably got good enthusiasm and just maybe a different look and feel from your team. It's always different when you're successful and have things going in the right way.
Absolutely, yeah. When you see them do it, there's some hope there that it continues, and, you know, we did execute better. I mean, I think every week we've picked up blocks a little better. We've done some things better, but where we had a lot of success compared to normal on offenses, we didn't have as many penalties. We didn't have as many holdings or false starts. I mean, that correlates directly to the scoreboard. You're not playing behind the sticks. So it was nice to see us clean that up. I think that's where we had a lot of success on offense on Friday.
You talked about, you know, kind of the humid weather on Friday, and, you know, fast forward just a handful of days later here, you know, we got mornings where it's now sub 40 degrees and we're getting to that kind of true fall feel. Are you a fan of this true traditional football weather? Are you more of a warmer temp guy? I mean, is this it for you, or how's just the weather for you? What do you like to play in?
Oh, this is my weather. I love this weather. You know, especially with all our small teams, you know, it's not hot and draining, so that's kind of nice. But, you know, nothing beats just a nice fall evening and, you know, a little bit of chill in the air and some football. So, yeah, I'm definitely a big fan of this weather. I'm glad to see the heat kind of going away for us.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm right there with you. Zach Fredrickson joining us, Moorhill Mounts Academy football coach. A couple more minutes here on our Coach's Insight program. All right, final game of the regular season, certainly some playoff implications on the line, but you take care of business, you're good to go, and I'm sure that's the mindset this week for your coaches and your team. You get Troy at home. You know, they haven't scored in a couple of weeks. You know, they've seen Riverside and Centralia in back-to-back weeks, and they were shut out in both those games. Now they have been able to move the ball, but just one of those things, just kind of not been able to get into the end zone. So they're trying to get back on track here. You look at Troy, they're a little more pass-heavy. What do you see from them when you put them on tape?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Jasper over there, he does a great job. It's always hard to game plan against them because, you know, they do a lot of different things, and they do it very well. So a lot of different looks. And, you know, we don't play against the pass a whole lot, so it kind of adds a whole, new dynamic in the week. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a lot of different formations and different things they run, and, you know, they do it well, and he does a great job over there.
So what's important for your defense, you know, in preparation this week, going up against that offense, what are the key factors for your defense to have success this week?
We just got to get aligned right. Alignment's huge, and half the time that's a big battle is just getting aligned right, take away some throwing lanes and read our keys, and, you know, if we do that, get a decent pass rush and, you know, stop the run. You know, I know they can run the ball. They've had some success there that year too. So can't forget about that. And, you know, we just got to play good assignment defense.
And then on the flip side of that, what you see from their defense and what they present, that's going to make it a challenge for your offense to sustain some success.
Yeah. I mean, they have a lot of athletes all around the field. So, you know, you just got to play against that. Need to win the line of scrimmage. I think that's an area, you know, we can get better at, and I'd like to see us continue to improve and do that this Friday. And I think if we can do that, our offense should have some success.
There it is. Moorhill Mounts Academy football coach Zach Fredrickson joining us again, brought to you by Taco John's Exchange Bank, Amberwell Health. Ravens at home. You can catch it on Care Country. close it out the regular season against Troy. Does have 1A playoff implications with this one on Friday night. Coach, we always appreciate it. Thank you so much. We'll do it one more time next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brandon.